Hello everyone, welcome to another diary reading. This one is a little shorter than normal, however, it is very iconic because this is the first page of my diary ever. This was written when I was 9 years old. The date is December 31st, 2011. So, this diary is kind of old. And it definitely looks it. You can tell that it's from that era because it has zebra print and glittery pink peace signs and it's lime green and yeah, it's hideous. Anyway, here we go. So it says, starting a whole new year. I can't believe I'm starting a whole new year. This year, I'm going to try to be normal. What I mean by that is that I'm always saying weird stuff and doing weird dances. But this year, I'm going to be a fine young girl, and I'm going to try to be more kind and try to not fight with my brother. First of all, why am I talking like that? I never ever talk like that. Tomorrow is 2012. What am I going to do when people ask me, are you going to be good this year? Who asks me that? No one has ever asked me that in my life, I don't think. This entire diary entry is so weird that it doesn't even sound like me. Well, to tell the truth, I don't know. There could be a mean girl at park day and I could punch her in the stomach. Or there could be the kindest girl ever in art class who could make it so easy to be nice. These are some things that I should make sure go right. The spelling in this is so funny. There's so many spelling mistakes. But it's a good thing that I try to be a good person. Okay. So, that's the end of that entry. But I thought I would read another entry from 2 days later because I feel like it's very fitting. It's kind of the sequel to that entry. So, here we go. January 2nd, 2012. Wow! Exclamation point. So we're in 2012 now, and I haven't really been normal. But I actually realized something. Be yourself. Be yourself is underlined. This is so cringy. I know I want to be normal, but there's no such thing as normal. I mean, who said being normal is normal? Who said being weird is weird? I mean, sure, maybe dancing around like a monkey and sleeping like a possum is odd, but there's nothing wrong with that. That's just you. And who cares? Probably if you're doing that in class or any time where it's impolite, that might not be the best decision, but in your room, there's nothing wrong with that. So there's a little life lesson, a little pep talk from 9-year-old me. I actually remember writing this very vaguely. I just remember the sleeping like a possum part. And that doesn't even, that's, who says that? What? It doesn't even make sense. I think I probably just learned what a possum was or something, and so I really wanted to incorporate that into my diary entry. Honestly, though, I feel like this diary entry is kind of sad, or at least the first part is, because I'm basically saying I'm going to try not to be myself. And, like, I don't know. It's not like I was an abnormally weird child. I feel like any child dances around. It's not weird, necessarily. I don't know why I was acting like it was. But at least I came to my senses a couple pages later, and realized the importance of being yourself. So, all that to say, be yourself, everyone. Be yourself. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye.